So, yeah, technology and regulation. I kind of look at regulation right now, this sort of Bali system. So the regulator set a rule, the business does or does not follow it. The regulators follow up, the business does or does not fix it. And really this is the same, you know, in a private contract between two parties. But in the regulator's case, especially in the world I come from, which is the securities world, the volley of the rule and what the companies are doing is somewhat on this delay. And so this, I think, is one of the most exciting uses of technology right now. I use this example to best demonstrate with Elon Musk and the SEC. Apologies. I know that we have the SEC at the next presentation, but you know, Elon says something or does something, the SEC hits it back, and we sort of go back and forth. But we're seeing right now a change in technology, and really this ability to regulate both private contracts and from regulators in real time. So on the next slide, we have a icon or a picture of this AFX blockchain flowchart. And Jay Powell has recently wrote a letter that talks about LIBOR and how it is a benchmark interest rate, which means current rates come from multiple different parties and from banks. And then the LIBOR rate is calculated off of that. And it's a benchmark that people use, as we know, throughout contracts. But it's also antiquated in that it is really just Excel. And it's been known to have manipulation on these rates. So this Jay Powell letter introduces this Ameribor system, which is an electronic exchange for direct lending and borrowing. And the idea that we can take rates directly from these contracts that are being used in real time and use them to calculate a blended rate. So it's much more efficient. It's much more automatic, direct, but it's also much more difficult to manipulate. So this is something we're doing with my company, SmartKX. We've taken a contract. This is a private contract. It's very heavily regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And the contract details math that will need to be done at a future date. And so what we've done is we've taken the legal contract that is in written word. We've put code behind it to actually be the calculator. And at that point, the firm, the client, and the regulators can watch this contract in real time, the relationship, the values, the disclosures, and the outputs. This is in direct contrast to that Bali system of the contract is at one side, the client and the firm execute the contract. Later, the regulators come and ask for the contract and ask for the math that's been calculated off of it. So it's all happening in real time, more efficient, more automatic. Less manipulation.
And since we've got the benefit of having Jordan on, who has for a long time basically just done M&A transactions. Jordan, how revolutionary is it to even think about using anything besides LIBOR in your contracts as the quoted rate and what everybody plays off of?
So, a year ago, Chad, I think that it would be revolutionary and nobody would accept it. But there actually has been some concern about the manipulation of LIBOR. And so there actually now is something of a debate about what the tool that you use for reference for the rate. And so LIBOR isn't necessarily as ubiquitous as it was, but the notion of what Lacey describes, I think, would be super helpful.
There's a vacuum and something's going to fill at least some of the gap because LIBOR isn't as commonly used as it was even a year ago. Yeah. Lacey, would you like me to drive to the next slide?
Yes, please. So there's a lot of information that's going on in this slide. It is actually relevant today. Specifically, there's more news that's come out. But I just want to highlight some things that are happening right now as we talk about geopolitics and really international warfare, if I do say it. 1993, there's a quote that says, "Privacy is necessary for an open society in an electronic age." If some of you might notice, this is from the Cypherpunk Manifesto, which is a call to developers to write and develop encryption techniques. And really before that and since that, encryption has always been hotly debated. But one of the pieces it talks about is this idea of privacy. If we are to transact or communicate with each other in order to be truly open and have an open society, we must have the ability to selectively reveal ourselves in order for us to be truly open.